All right, sorry for that extended break. It's 11:36, we're going to reconvene the meeting. We're going to move on to item number 12, County Manager Osborne.
Just give me a moment, please.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. For item number 12, this is the collective bargaining agreement between Story County and the Sheriff's Office. We asked to continue this to the next county commission meeting, and that would be on May 21st here at the Story County Courthouse and on Zoom. That's at the request of HR and the bargaining team, and the sheriff is aware of this. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Is there any public comment regarding item number 12? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'll move to continue item number 12, which is about the collective bargaining agreement between Story County and the Story County Sheriff's Office Employees Association to our next regularly scheduled commission meeting on May 21st here at the courthouse and on Zoom.
Second the motion.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 13, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of a grant of easement file number 2024-017 to NV Energy for communication and gas facilities within a portion of the Waltham Way right-of-way and Alexandria Court right-of-way, McCarran, Story County, Nevada. Kathy?
Yes, good morning. Kathy Canfield for the record. So yes, this is a request for an easement from NV Energy. It's on Waltham Way near Alexandria Court. Our Public Works Department has looked at this and doesn't have any concerns with granting of the easement, and staff is recommending that we do so.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this grant of easement? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, do you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve a grant of easement number 2024-017 to NV Energy for utilities within a portion of the Waltham Way right-of-way and Alexandria Court right-of-way, McCarran, Story County, Nevada.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. On to item number 14, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the interlocal agreement between Story County and the Story County Fire Protection District for the partial grant funded construction of and for the fire district's purchase of Fire Station 71 located at 145 North C Street, APN numbers 001.094.03 and .001.094.02 in Virginia City, Nevada. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. Also with me is Fire Chief Jeremy Lonkar from the Fire District. As we had worked together between the district and the county to come up with a innovative way to solve a complex challenge over at the Fire Station 71 project in Virginia City. So in front of you is a draft interlocal agreement between the district and the county. And what this is for is a piece of property that's on C Street that houses Fire Station 71 is owned by Story County. It is operated by the Fire District. The Fire District has a desire to expand the fire station to include some dorms, office spaces, potential apparatus bays, other types of appurtenances, and do some other related work on the site. At the same time, Laura Mather and Honey Coughlin had also secured a federal grant, principally from Cortez Masto's office, of $3.7 million that can be applied to this project, but the project has to be a county project, not a fire district project. So what we have planned here in this interlocal agreement is to enable the fire district to work with the county to create this additional space for dormitories, and then also for office spaces, some rehabilitation of an existing space, approximately 600 feet. And then there would be some remaining space in the building that could be potentially built out for future use that the fire chief may want to explain a little bit further. And this grant or this interlocal agreement allows the fire chief to work with the county to help manage the project and seek and go out to public bid and go through construction management, get it constructed, get the project completed. And at such time that it is completed, then the county would sell the property to the fire district. And that amount would be the amount of the entire project, up to $6.5 million, minus the amount of the grant that is provided to us from the federal government. At that point, the fire district would then own the property. The entire facility would be a district-owned facility. And then the fire chief may have plans to continue improvements to that property thereafter that would not involve the county like is necessary in this case. The terms of this agreement include the construction and the management and the going out to bid. You'll also notice items in there for design and engineering, as well as environmental geotechnical review. And that's basically looking at the ground and doing all the engineering to make sure the ground is built appropriately for the anticipated project. At that point, we're excited about this. I appreciate Chief Loncar and his team working with us. I also appreciate the DA's office in guiding us legally and helping prepare this, as well as other members of our team that have been involved with this. I think this is an exciting project, and ultimately getting that property over to the district will be a benefit to everybody ultimately. The comptroller is also in the room. If she has any questions fiscally about how that might be managed. I don't have anything else to say. I'm happy to answer any questions. I don't know, Chief Loncar, if you have anything that you want to talk about your project. I will note that there's a similar item on the fire district agenda that will allow the fire chief to take lead on.
Great. Thank you, County Manager. Chief Loncar, you have anything to add at this point? Or ask the commission questions?
Jeremy Loncar, for the record. No, I'm just here merely to answer any questions maybe on the district side during this presentation, but County Manager Osborne really summed it up very nicely and hit on the key elements of this. So I'm just here for any questions you may have.
Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
I have no particular questions. Thank you very much.
Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, get back to it. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the attached interlocal agreement between Story County and Story County Fire Protection District for the partial grant-funded construction of and for the fire district's purchase of Fire Station 71 located at 145 North C Street, APNs 001.094.03 and 001.094.02 in Virginia City, Nevada.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Chief. On to item number 15 is to recess to convene as the Story County Highway Board. Bringing us to item number 16, which is discussion only. Report of Public Works Department regarding roads and highways throughout Story County. Director Wurzbicki.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Wurzbicki for the record. A couple quick updates. As you guys know, we accepted the bid for Lastown Road. That construction project will start on the 14th next week. First few weeks, we'll start out using flaggers in different areas and replacing culvert crossings along with headwalls. And then after that, it'll go into one lane only traffic for the remainder of the project, moving section by section with the lime and concrete treatment on the full road grind. That project is anticipated to wrap up around August 9th. Another project, it's actually bid opening today, is our 2024 road rehab project. Typically, we try to get this one out a little sooner, but the sky's in the scope of the last time project put us behind a little bit. That project includes a full chip seal and culvert installation to fix a drainage area on Wild Horse Canyon Drive, chip seal Ireland Drive, chip seal London Drive, and a full reconstruction up here on Summit Street. And we are moving ahead pretty good with the Justice Court parking lot project right now. And that's about all I have.
Wonderful, Jason. Thank you for that update. Did I hear you correctly that Laos Sound will take a couple months?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I anticipated completion date of around the 9th of August.
Wonderful. And the Culbert project take about a month, do you think?
About 2 to 3 weeks or so.
Okay. So about 2 months to actually work on Laos Sound?
Correct.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments for Jason?
No, thank you, Jason.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thanks for the update, Jason.
All right. I know it's long overdue, but want to say thank you for making sure Laos Sound got squared away. It's been pretty hammered, as are other roads in the county, but starting somewhere. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. On to item number 17, to recess to convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board, bringing us to item number 18, which is discussion only. Story County Water and Sewer Fiscal Year 25 Tentative to Final Budget Update. Comptroller McCain.
Good morning again, Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. This is the discussion item for changes in the water and sewer funds from the tentative approved budget to the final budget. It's important to note that I'll be back before you on May 21st for official approval, hopefully, of these budgets. As you know, the water and sewer funds are always kind of a rocky situation. So therefore, to help both of these funds, we are asking for transfers from the infrastructure fund within the Story County budget to help these two enterprise funds pay the bonds off for the upgrades to their systems. Water fund is hopefully going to receive $98,568 from infrastructure, and the sewer fund will hopefully receive $210,000 from infrastructure. Both of these funds also benefit from the increase of our interest from our investment accounts. The water fund is increasing to $18,000 or increasing up to $18,000. And then the sewer fund is increasing $25,000. This brings the total revenue for the water fund to $871,000 approximately, and their expenses are staying fairly static at $885,000. This gives us still a negative revenue to expense of $14,000, which is dropping the projected ending fund balance to $1.559 million. The sewer total revenue is approximately $733,000. Their expenses are no changes from the tentative, is $714,000. This is an increase in the revenue to expenses of $18,000, which is actually increasing their ending fund balance to $257,000. They also, I should have said this, the wages and benefits, there is that insurance change from 15% to 10% across the board. That's all I have for the water and sewer funds.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer?
No questions or comments. Thank you, Jennifer.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Jennifer, I must have missed something. I thought on the water side, you had said that revenues have come up a little bit, expenses have stayed the same, and yet
they dropped slightly. I missed that. Their drop in the expenses is approximately $4,000. That's the health insurance portion, okay. And the sewer drop is approximately $3,500. And I misspoke.
No, it's quite all right. But then you stated that we were still coming up in the negative on the end fund balance. And I'm just having a hard time.
Ending fund balance is not a negative. It's being reduced in water by $14,000. Prior to these revenue changes, it was approximately $125,000 reduction.
Got it. Thank you.
No more questions?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comments for the comptroller before we move on? All right, not seeing any. Thank you, Jennifer. We're going to move on to item number 19, which is a recess to convene as the Story County Liquor Licensing Board, which is going to bring us to item number 20. Discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the first reading for the on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant is Jagmohan Dhillon, Sparks Hotel, LLC, DBA The Courtyard by Marriott Reno, Sparks McCarran, located at 505 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89437.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
Deputy Frank Valdez for the record. After conducting an extensive background investigation on Mr. Dhillon, I was able to contact two of his personal references. Both gave positive input. Mr. Dhillon has a valid license, business license in the state of Nevada. Has been involved in the hotel industry and run and operated hotels in various states throughout the United States for the last approximately 20 years. Areas of concern and disqualifiers. From 2003 to 2023, Mr. Dhillon chose 51 state and federal tax liens, were very substantial amounts. Mr. Dhillon also shows two judgments, civil judgments, one on a real estate property in Texas, another on it from or has been filed by an energy company in Texas. Mr. Dhillon also is listed in foreclosure on a hotel property in Elko, Nevada. I believe that was back in 2014. The judgments were given in 2011 and in 2014. I have no further unless there are any questions.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to kick things off. So normally things go pretty smoothly. Are these items that you brought up something of concern that would keep us from approving this on-sale liquor license?
I would have to say that would be in the hands of the commissioner. These are, again, very substantial amounts, and some of them were listed as tax warrants. What I forgot to mention also is regarding this criminal history, I did make an inquiry as per protocols through the sheriff's office. We contact the FBI databases, and this is just for further information. They did not give us any information regarding the judgments. Again, we recommend them as all these items as disqualifiers. Ultimately, that's in the hands of the commissioners. They were for also very substantial amounts.
All right. Thank you, Deputy Valdez. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments at this time, sir?
My comments being that I have been acquainted with this individual for quite a number of years now. They have struggled with financing and to get the Marriott Hotel open there in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. I believe they're moving toward that result, and we're going to see a Marriott Hotel. Marriott by Courtyard, I believe, has supported them as an independent in the Marriott family. So my judgment would be it would be worthwhile in maybe making an exception. I don't see this as a tremendous risk in as much as they are associated with the Marriott family. And so I would be inclined to approve over and above the concerns that have followed this individual over many years of operating. But he has been a long-term operator. He has been in the hotel business for many years. He is involved in the hotel business in other areas in the state of Nevada. And certainly a liquor license would be important there at the hotel at this point. So my inclination is to approve this application.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman.
Yes, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, questions, comments?
Mr. Valdez, was there any indication on some of these previous issues with other hotel properties, if they were associated with significant chains or bigger corporate entities in the way that this one is? Or did they appear to be more independent operations?
They were, however, Mr. Dillon is listed as the primary on these,
okay,
on these filings.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, I don't quite know what to make of this. Like you said, normally it's pretty smooth sailing as we come through on this. Certainly, you know, raises some concerns for me. I guess the thing that would help me as well is to envision a little more about specifically what they're planning on doing as far as the use or the application of this liquor license, meaning, are they going to have a bar at the hotel, a restaurant? Is it a corner store? I mean, how exactly would this be used? And are there other liquor license holders in the immediate vicinity that can meet the need if we didn't feel comfortable with the track record of this individual?
Deputy Valdez, do you have answers to that, or Sheriff, do you have any?
It may be listed on the application as to the use of the liquor license. I'm just going to check.
I assume the applicant is not here.
It's very general. It does not state the primary purpose of the use.
Understood.
Knowing the Marriott is probably a restaurant.
Sure.
Marriott for here.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd be interested to hear the sheriff's thoughts on this and what I might propose as a continuance to the next meeting, just to be able to catch and, you know, to get a little more depth on what's going on there.
Noted. Sheriff, questions, comments?
Oh, I do have some comments. I unlike Commissioner Gilman, I don't know the subject or this person other than what we've looked into. This is only the first reading, and I think we can investigate further to the second reading, come up with some answers to some of the questions. My assumption would be a restaurant or a lounge of some sort as far as sales go at that point. And it's encouraging to have someone vouch for me, as I don't know this person either. So I think just continuing to the next second reading, maybe we'll get some answers to some other questions, and maybe Mr. Dillon can come in person speak.
Fair enough, and it's a great suggestion, Chair. Is there any public comment regarding this item?
For the record, Gary Schmidt. I've been licensed for the purveyors of distilled spirits in two states, California and Nevada, going back as far as 1968 in California, approximately. Well, you do the math. 62 years ago, I believe.
Long before I was born, right?
Yeah, long before.
Both of us were
born. Both of you were born. And I just like to note that I've been busy lately, and I haven't had a chance to preview this agenda item in advance.
Excuse me, Gary. You'll get your time back. Pay that thing by the hour, right? Now that the NRA's over.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, you're back on.
And let me say, I did request and have been requesting recently, you know, paper copies of the agenda items. And I haven't been able to find this in there in the short time that I've had to look at this. I also note that the house copy here, I didn't look at it today, but generally is not tabbed so that you can find agenda items quite easy. But I'd ask the question is this factual, you know, report included in as an exhibit to this agenda item? Am I just not finding it?
Yeah, no, I
certainly the commissioners here have reviewed this in advance and would know whether it's included in their materials.
It's on page 269, Gary.
Okay.
So yes.
It is included.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the item is included, the report is not.
Well, that would be all I'd say tangentially related. I think you should tab these items for your hard copy, your house copy here, and anything you give out. And other than that, of course, this item can always be continued if there's concern. There would be a little bit of issue and as far as Mr. Gilman's position on it, since he is closely associated with the park, the industrial park, and has admitted he's known the individual for a period of years, which might be considered as a personal reference, but might also be considered as a conflict of interest. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's he talking about?
Yeah, please, Deputy Valdez.
I have found a list of the various uses. Off sale liquor for stores that may be located in the hospital. For sale in bars, service bars within the rooms. And those are all the items that I do have that are listed for the use of the license. And might understand that this was the main concern of the commissioners.
It was very helpful in helping us, or helping me at least, to consider this. Thank you. That's helpful for me.
All right. Any more public comment? Vice Chairman, are you comfortable making a motion at this point?
I am. I think the sheriff's point is well taken. You know, we have some time between now and the second reading to delve a bit deeper, and I think that's probably the appropriate course of action. And then if concerns remain at the second reading, then we can look at it more closely there.
All right.
So with that, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant is Jagmohan Dhillon, Sparks Hotel LLC, DBA, Courtyard by Marriott, Reno, Sparks, McCarran, located at 505 USA Parkway, McCarran, Nevada, 89437.
There's a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you, Deputy Valdez. And we've got to make notes to have staff tab paper agendas and packets in the future. Clerk Treasurer. On to item number 21, recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. On to item number 22, which is discussion only, Story County Fire Protection District, fiscal year 25, tentative to final budget update. Comptroller McCain.
Afternoon, Jennifer McCain for the record. This is a discussion item to explain the changes between the approved tentative budget and the proposed final budget for the Story County Fire Protection District. We will be bringing the official final budget to you May 21st, hopefully your approval, and we will then send it off to taxation. Some changes within the fire general fund. As far as revenue goes, we have added the income for the SAFER grant, which for next year is projected at $1.1 million. There is also the investment interest is increasing that line item for the fire general fund, $284,000. This is a net change of $1.4 million. There have been a few changes in the expense side of the equation. Wages have increased $510,000 approximately. This is with the updated new pay schedule for the non-represented employees, a possible reclass, and the updated SAFER grant wages. Then the benefits coinciding with those changes above is approximately $300,000. We had a few changes in service and supplies. The computer software line item was increased $10,200, and we had to add the transfer to the USDA, which is in the Story County budget, for the payment for some fire equipment. This is an annual payment of $142,640. These changes bring the revenue for the fire general fund to approximately $14 million, which is a 9% increase. The expenses are currently at $13 million. This is a slight increase of 6%. Contingency is changing to $376,000 approximately. This brings our revenue to expenses to $726,000. The fire general fund has $4 million in transfers, mainly out to the capital fund. This brings the ending fund balance to a projected $6.8 million. The fire capital fund also receives the investment interest, so they will benefit an additional $44,000. On the expense side, we did add 25% of a project that is replacing and upgrading the fuel tanks and pumps at the Public Works location and the TRI location, which is utilized by both the county and the fire district. This is an increase in the capital fund of $157,500. This reduces the ending fund balance from $921,000 to $377,000. It's also important to note in this fund in particular, there are, we have four previously ordered engines and ambulances that have been rolling over since 2022 that we continually budget for, and that money is still in the fund. We just don't have any projected dates as of yet of when those will come, but having the foresight to order them before we could even know when we'll get them, we're locked into those prices. So that's a definite benefit there. The other fund that I want to talk about for the fire district is the grant fund. We had several changes. They are applying for or have applied and been approved for three state grants. This is in excess of $380,000, five federal grants, and the ongoing NV Energy grant. This is bringing all of their grant fund projects to $1.5 million, which is a nice uptick from what we've had previously. That's all I have for the fire district, unless you have some specific questions. His budget was pretty solid for the tentative, so we don't have much else changing.
Thank you, Comptroller McCain. Before I ask for questions, Chief, is there anything you wanted to add at this point? Fire Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments for the Comptroller and the Chief?
No questions or comments. Just thank you for what appears to be a job well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
My only question is, are we making a little bit of interest off that ambulance money sitting there in that fund?
Part of it, probably, definitely. We have a nice investment. We have a nice investment egg. So
wonderful. I don't have any questions for you at this time.
Okay.
Appreciate the update. On to item number 23 is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval to proclaim May 2024 as Nevada Wildfire Awareness Month in Story County. Chief?
Yes, Jeremy Longcar for the record, Commissioners. So as of, you know, this May, just like the others before, we always try to work with Living with Fire, which is part of the UNR extension, in bringing this wildfire awareness to our community and proclaiming month as Nevada Wildfire Awareness Month. In addition to this proclamation, as I discussed earlier in the updates, we will be doing some community events and really trying to bring the knowledge to the people of how they can protect their communities, their neighbors, their families, and so forth, and what all the district does provide to assist them with these programs. So with this proclamation, if the board would like, I could read it into the record.
Please.
Yes. In support of Nevada Wildfire Awareness Month, May 2024, whereas wildfire significantly impacts Nevada's environmental, economic, and social well-being, and whereas residents can save precious time in an evacuation by drafting a family evacuation plan and packing a go bag ahead of time, whereas residents must prepare to survive wildfire by ensuring proper management of vegetation surrounding the home and appropriate home construction and maintenance to resist ignition, and whereas residents need to work together to prepare their homes and communities to survive wildfire and commit to becoming fire adapted. Now, therefore, the Story County Board of Fire Commissioners proclaim the month of May 2024 as Nevada Wildfire Awareness Month. And this year's banner theme is plan, prepare, and take action. And I'll take any questions the board may have.
Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions or comments for the chief?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I have no questions, but I did want to comment. You know, we do have some residents of the county who are refugees from fire disasters in other areas. And so this this kind of stuff has affected them very personally. And I think it is important for us to take it seriously. My family and I have recommitted ourselves to preparedness. And so every week we take a look at our 72-hour kits and just say, hey, what's something we can add or replace or update and so on and so forth. I'm feeling pretty good about that. The kids complain every time we do it. And they've clearly never had that kind of hardship in their life, and hopefully they never do. So thanks for bringing this to us, Chief.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the proclamation of May 2024 as Nevada Wildfire Awareness Month in Story County.
You're done.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
On item number 24, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of disposal by means of auction, donation, sale, or trade-in of one 2002 Chevy Reserve ambulance. Chief Longcar.
Yes, Commissioners. So this ambulance is the oldest ambulance in our fleet. It's just hitting one of those points where it's going to require some maintenance to keep it going. With the new ambulance that's on its way, we're told, you know, it might show up this month, but I'm not betting on that. So we're going to go ahead and prep to get this one in a state where we can dispose of it when our new one does arrive. So it is my recommendation we get rid of it just for the long-term repair and maintenance on this vehicle.
All right. Noted, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this item?
No questions or comments. Thank you, sir.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell.
No, I don't either. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the disposal of a Chevrolet Reserve ambulance by means of auction, donation, sale, or trading.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 25 is discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval of the interlocal agreement between Story County and Story County Fire Protection District for the partial grant funded construction of and for the fire district's purchase of Fire Station 71 located at 145 North C Street. APN numbers 001.094.03 and 02, Virginia City, Nevada. Chief?
Commissioners, so this interlocal was brought out of necessity just because some of the points that County Manager Osborne brought up earlier, but I'll restate just to have in the record. The current property and buildings which the fire district operates out of here in Virginia City is a county-owned facility. So in moving forward to bring us up to the operational needs in which we need for our present fire station, where Laura was able to secure a grant. We are getting $3.7 million toward this project for an overall project cost of $6.5 million. The way this interlocal was drafted, it utilized, you know, many professionals from the county, each in their own respective department, to help contribute to this to make sure it runs as flawlessly as possible. But it would lead to the county funding the construction of this new fire station. And at the completion of that construction, the fire district would purchase it for money utilized in this construction. So that way we can keep the record really clean. It does take quite a collaborative effort between the county and the fire district, which this kudos to county staff. This interlocal has moved along very fastly, and I appreciate all the assistance in getting it compiled and here before the board today. But I will take any questions you may have on this.
Thank you, Chief. Austin, do you have anything you want to add before we ask for questions? Okay. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I have no questions, comments. Thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
No, good to go. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the attached interlocal agreement between Story County and Story County Fire Protection District for the partial grant-funded construction of and for the fire district's purchase of Fire Station 71 located at 145 North C Street, APNs 001.094.03 and 001.094.02 in Virginia City, Nevada.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Commissioners.
On to item number 26 is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 27, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for the county manager to sign a proposal with Universal Engineering Services for geotechnical and inspection services for Fire Station 71. Phase one project costs are not to exceed $22,760. Sarah?
So for the record, Sarah Sturtz, grants manager. So in order for the county and the Fire Protection District to move forward on this expansion of Fire Station 71, and with that community project funding that is being administered by the United States Department of Rural Development, or USDA for short, we have to do an engineering report at this site. And so Universal Engineering Services, which is further referred to as UES, will conduct geotechnical investigations at 145 North C Street or Fire Station 71. And after they complete these field activities and any necessary laboratory tests, they will submit this report that will include engineering recommendations for the architects and the project engineers to include in their project and planning for the expansion at Fire Station 71. And like it says in the agenda, costs are not to exceed $22,760. And so this engineering report is a requirement for all construction projects that are either being funded or administered by the USDA. So after the county receives this report, we'll review it, and then I will send it to the USDA for their review and approval.
Thank you, Sarah. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I have no questions or comments. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Nor do I. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the county manager to sign a proposal with Universal Engineering Sciences, or UES, for geotechnical and inspection services for the Fire Station 71 Phase 1 project. Costs are not to exceed $22,760.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sarah. On to item number 28, this discussion for possible action. Possible grant of easement for NV Energy for utilities within a portion of the Perry Ranch Road right-of-way, as described in the attached grant of easement request provided by NV Energy. The easement is part of the Lockwood Senior Center project. Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As described, this is a request for a grant of easement from NV Energy to provide underground power infrastructure to the proposed Lockwood Senior Center building. This is going to involve a portion of Perry Ranch Road, be from the overhead dip across the street, underground, crossing Perry Ranch Road to the pad mount transformer, and then onto the meter set. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about this?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I have no questions, thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the grant of easement to NV Energy for utilities within a portion of the Perry Ranch right-of-way as described in the attached grant of easement request provided by NV Energy for utilities associated with the Lockwood Senior Center project.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
On to item number 29. Discussion for possible action to possibly accept a proposal for the design of the Mark Twain Community Center Phase 1, a metal building for the storage of fire apparatus submitted by Paul Calvin Design in an amount not to exceed $246,500. This proposal includes architectural, structural, mechanical, civil, and electrical design. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northland, Operations Projects Coordinator. This is a proposal for design services for the Mark Twain Community Center Phase 1, as it appears in the Capital Improvement Plan for fiscal year 25. This proposal is in response to county directives regarding the design of a new metal building for the storage of fire apparatus. The construction of this building will allow us to allow a remodel of the existing building in Mark Twain into a more functional, modernized community center as part of Phase 2. This proposal is submitted by Paul Cavan Architecture as the project lead for the design team, which includes Loomis & Associates for the civil design, CFBR Structural Group for the structural design, Ainsworth Associates for the mechanical design, and PK Electrical for the electrical design. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions, sirs.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about this Mark Twain Community Center project?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. I just have one comment, and that's this. You know, I hear some people question the amount of money that we have to spend on projects like this. And I wish that we didn't live in a world where we were having to pay $600 a square foot for a metal building. I find that outrageous. And yet at the same time, that's the reality. And is there, I mean, I don't want to cut corners, but is that really going right? I mean, there were some comps provided in here of similar structures. Do we see any sort of relief on the horizon?
The explosion in construction prices, the inflation that's happening within the construction field is way outstripped most of the other sectors that I could find. I do know there's a lot of attention being paid toward more exotic approaches, but they generally involve far less substantial construction. So you could get into something like a stress skin type of tent looking thing, which, yes, going to serve fine for a few years. But that's the reality of it that we're looking at right now, sir.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Hugh Gallagher for speaking. This is a lot of money for a rebuild. I am wondering if there was ever any consideration or for the purpose of building a new center for the Mark Twain residents. This is not a, you know, this is an old building with that was originally built for the fire department, having it with the fire department, unless there are something else out there that I don't know about or anybody else doesn't know about, it probably would be better if you, in my opinion, to go ahead and look at options for a new center for the Mark Twain establishments, that way keeping all of this intact and whatever else comes down the road comes down the road. I don't know if there's been any discussion on that or anything.
Thank you, Hugh. The reality is the best concept that the county has decided upon with input from the community is that since we don't have the ability to staff 73 anymore, Mark Twain Community Center, we're just going to build them a storage building. They'll get the fire apparatus out, and then they will keep the Mark Twain Community Center as is. We did look at building a new community center, more money. So essentially, we're building storage for apparatus down there. And then in case of a fire, we have access to that equipment. We don't need to necessarily truck everything down. So that was the best plan that we looked at, and I believe is the cheapest option for what's going on. But yeah, concern is valid. Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Yeah, please.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Husband for the record. That was a good question, and that was certainly a question that our team looked at. We had a committee put together of this that included the senior services manager or director, as well as project team and the fire district, and looked at all the different options for this property as far as building a new fire station or building a new senior services and community center. And we looked at the property and what it offers, as well as some of the limitations it has. And we also looked at the potential, and I'm not speaking for the fire district, but the potential 20-year outlook of what's going to happen in that area and what type of fire facility might be appropriate. So in the future, there's one CERT facility providing the region fire services, as opposed to having to build two. So that was discussed as well. And senior services did prefer to utilize the existing building. It has really what they need. The existing building does not have what fire needs. And again, as Mr. Chairman, you mentioned the cost of the a new building, that would be a senior services building, community services building, would be an immediate cost that easily could go into the $5-7 million. So it is a good question that was brought up. But I just want this board to know that the team did look at all the different options, and this is what we felt was most appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell, move to accept the proposal for the design of the Mark Twain Community Center Phase 1, a metal building for the storage of fire apparatus, submitted by Paul Cavan Design, in an amount not to exceed $246,500. This proposal includes architectural, structural, mechanical, civil, and electrical design.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, sir.
On to item number 30, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval, accepting property appraiser Mark Stafford Real Estate Appraisers as qualified appraisers from the list of Story County appraisers to provide appraisal of vacant land located at 935 State Route 341, also known as a truck route, APN 002.023.08, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, of which the county has expressed interest in potential purchase to facilitate improved access and parking areas for the county jail facility. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, Austin Osborne for the record. You may recall a parcel that existed to the south of Virginia City near the jail that once housed a very large propane tank. That is the property that we're looking at the moment. We're just exploring the potential purchase of that property. At one time, facilitating the propane tank, it's privately owned. Currently, it's not providing any service, but the parcel is encroaching into the driveway of the jail facility, and also would be potentially ideally suited for expansion of the parking lot, as well as for drainage for the overall site, like a drainage detention system. So at this point, my office did was reach the owners of the property and to see if they're interested in potentially selling the property. They indicated they were. No discussion about price or anything has occurred at this time. And in consideration of an offer, we would need to conduct an appraisal. And that appraisal would have to be done in accordance with our code, which has a rotation of appraisers that are on a certified list. The next person on our certified list that's eligible to do an appraisal is Mark Stafford Appraisal Services. He has provided appraisals for Story County, including in the Virginia City Gold Hill area recently, and understands the area and is qualified. The next steps is we would then look at the appraisal, see what the property comes out to be potentially worth, and then we could come back to this board for further direction on whether the county would like to explore a potential conditional offer or not. And then, of course, that would follow by escrow and ultimately looking at a budget expenditure. So I'm happy to answer any questions that you have at this time. The parcel is about 12,000 square feet, and then there's an image of the parcel in your packet. Happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve accepting property appraiser Mark Stafford Real Estate Appraisers as a qualified appraiser from the list of Story County appraisers to provide appraisal of vacant land located at 935 State Route 341, the truck route, assessor parcel number 002.023.08, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada, of which the county has expressed interest in potential purchase to facilitate improved access and parking area for the county jail facility.
I second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. On to item number 31, this discussion for possible action. Discussion and possible direction to county staff and consultant regarding the final draft of the Story County Strategic Plan. This draft reflects comments from the 4/16/24 board meeting. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. At the last meeting, we had gone over the last draft strategic plan for Story County with a focus on fiscal year 2025. There were comments made by this board. Those comments are embedded in the attached document here and highlighted blue and underlined. Our team and I also went through the document, made some other cleanup and some suggested changes that are also noted as such. I'm happy to answer any questions at this point. I do want the board to know that at this point, once this is approved, then our team's immediately working on getting a 3 to 5 year plan established that we can begin working on with this board over the next 12-month period.
County Manager, Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. I appreciate staff doing the update on this based on the conversation we had. It's good to be.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to accept the proposed final draft of the Story County Strategic Plan with the changes noted in the draft, and for the draft to be brought to the board at its May 21st, 2024 meeting for consideration and possible action.
I second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. It's been a long time coming. Item number 32, discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the draft fiscal year 25 Story County Capital Improvement Plan, and to direct county staff to continue working on fiscal years 26 through 29. Honey Coughlin.
Thank you. Honey Coughlin for the record.
Comptroller McCain and I work to ensure that the FY25 projects that are listed in this CIP match the requested projects that are in the tentative FY24-25 budget. Upon approval, county staff will begin working on the continuing years of fiscal years 26 through 29 in the CIP to complete a five-year capital improvement plan to present in the future for board approval. One thing I want to note with the attached document is that we had a lot of projects in the last couple of weeks change dynamics, some of which were going to be completed sooner than anticipated and others that needed to be rolled into FY26. So in looking at anything beyond FY25 that is listed in the CIP, it is a very rough draft as I have not gone in and made the adjustments to other parts of the projects that may be phased out. So in looking at FY26, you might see a project that has a couple of phases listed in there, and that is just because we have not moved those items into further years or made the adjustments necessary to accommodate for what we have looked at for FY25. And that is the end of my report, but I welcome any questions.
Thank you, Honey. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Honey?
No questions, Honey. Thank you.
Ms. Sherman Mitchell?
Just a couple, Honey. I was trying to square up the action we just took with $246,000 for the phase one on the Mark Twain project and the $100,000 that's reflected here. And I'm assuming that's split between some years.
We did. So you will see, maybe you will see. I hope it reflects. And let me stop myself. What we're trying to work on is showing how that will read on paper. Because in the project numbers that we have, the project IDs, if a project began in 1 year and continues to another year, we add a decimal and a number behind it. What we haven't figured out yet is how to reflect that the entirety of a phase may not be completed in a fiscal year. I did change the column that used to say total estimated project cost. I changed it to estimated total project cost for the fiscal year. But I welcome any suggestion of how you would like that to be reflected, because we are, several of the projects are beginning now, and we estimated what can be completed by June 30th and what will need to be completed after July 1.
Very good. Thank you. That's helpful. I'm trying to hold it all in my brain and trying to figure out how to make sure I understand how much, what are complete project costs and what are just one fiscal year or complete phase costs, I guess we could call it that. I think that's the only question that I have that really pertains specifically to this year. We can discuss the other ones for future. Thank you.
If you would like, I could add another column that does show just the entire project cost, and then in the descriptions, it's noted what phase we're in, if that would be helpful, and then have the separate column for what we anticipate in the fiscal year that we're dealing with.
I think I certainly don't want to make it more complicated than it needs to be. I think maybe the ones that are of most interest to me are when a single phase of a project spans years, because phases are already called out independently, right? So. And so just if there's a crossover with one of those, maybe if there's a way to note that.
Okay. I can note that in the description.
That would be helpful for me. Thank you.
Oh, excuse me. I believe I did, but I might not have done it appropriately. If you are on page one, and if you look at the last two projects, not page one, I have a different... Hold on 1 second. So if you look at FY25 water and sewer, if you look at project W551 and W553, in the notes, it says split between two fiscal years began in FY24. Would you like something different added to that, or would that
No, that's totally fine. And just in this case, there was no there as far back up in kind of the general under the Mark Twain Community Center project, okay. there was no call out. It's just a different on the metal building.
That was probably my oversight.
Yeah, all good.
Any other questions, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment on this item? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the fiscal year 25 Story County Capital Improvement Plan as presented and direct county staff to continue working on the fiscal years 26 through 29 plan.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. On to item number 23, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through D. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about these business licenses?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding the second readings? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 33 listed as A through D.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 34 is public comment. This is the second and final chance for public comment. Is there any public comment today?
For the record, Gary Schmidt, first of all, in regards to a subject earlier about campaign signing and the county codes, I would like to note that there are currently still campaign signs out in Story County that are in violation of both the county code and state law in regards to there are signs on county property, not in the areas allowed by the county to post campaign signs. There's also campaign signs in the state right-of-way, which is illegal by county code and by state law. And there's also campaign signs on private property without the permission of the owner of that private property. And in regards to this issue, well, let me move forward to. I've been driving my Trumpmobile through Virginia City for 8 years now. I've attended meetings at all the community centers going back a couple decades. They are partisan political meetings, and there are town halls, campaign events. And let me say that in my recent campaigning for a seat on the county commission, talking to hundreds of people, this county is a dismal failure in community. Podium under public comments. I think I'm the only one in the last 3 months to appear here under general public comments. And that's not to say that the people out there think everything's going well. It's to say that the people out there think that it doesn't mean anything or it's not productive to come here. You know, Ronald Reagan once said a couple things. The 10 most feared words in the English language are, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. And he also said that far too often the government can't solve the problem. Far too often the government is the problem. However, I think it to have good community spirit, it's up to this body to reach out to the public and convince them that they will be listened to and that that what they say can have meaning and effect. And what I would propose is that the county commission go to 4 meetings a month, on the second and fourth Tuesday that you meet at 6 o'clock for the purpose of just taking in public comments in a kind of a town forum format. And you do it out in the community, in Lockwood,
and in Mark Twain, and in Highlands, and down on the street here in Virginia City in one of the many facilities available, and encourage participation. Because the reason that people are not participating is not good.
Please respect the 3 minutes. Thank you. Is there anybody else for public comment? For the record, I actually talked to individuals that are alive in Story County, probably at least a good third of the population. People are happy. It is campaign season, folks. You're going to hear a lot of this rhetoric, unfortunately. I think all the commissioners are very available to everybody. We all have our cell phone numbers. If you ever have a problem, feel free to call us. I take calls 7 days a week. Sunday, 7:30 in the morning, it happens. So what I encourage folks to do is if you have a gripe with the county, please reach out to your commissioners. We work very hard and we're very available. And again, please remember, campaign season's here, and you're going to hear a lot of unfortunate comments made by folks that just aren't true. So with that said, we're going to move on to item number 35, which is correspondence. No action to be taken. Austin, is there anything you want to talk about?
It's up to you, Chairman, but no, I don't have any comments.
Great. On to item number 36, adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It's 12:47. You all have a great rest of the week. Meeting is adjourned.